Welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. Recently, I discovered a new show on Bravo TV called Thinnervention with Jackie Warner. In Thinnervention, Jackie of the Bravo series Workout does what she does best, kick butt and inspire drastic lifestyle changes for her overweight clients who are struggling to lose weight and get healthier for good. Well, I instantly fell in love with the show, and I also fell in love with today's guest, Brian T. Donovan, an actor and independent film producer from Los Angeles, who lives with his partner of 7 years, Miguel. And I'm so glad that both of them are joining us here today. Welcome, Brian and Miguel, to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
Thank you.
We're good.
Our pleasure.
So excited to have you guys both on the show. Now, I love to hear a good romantic story. So, Miguel, why don't you tell us how you and Brian met?
Oh, gosh. I'll give you the short version. I came to Los Angeles on business and literally met Brian out. And we exchanged numbers and, you know, sort of like thought about going on a date, but I didn't live here, so I didn't really think much about it. And the next day, my business partners take me out to dinner in Santa Monica at this place called Josie, which is a great restaurant. And we walk in, and who is managing the restaurant, looking absolutely stunning in a suit? Brian Donovan. And
that's so cool.
We literally have been together since that night. It was sort of like fate. And I didn't believe in love at first sight and all that stuff, but it is true.
Miguel, that is such a great story. I love romantic stories, but let's get on to Thinnervention. I would really like to know what your reaction was when you first heard about the show, and if it was something that you really wanted to do, or was there some hesitation there?
It actually all kind of started as a joke. Somebody had posted it on Facebook, said, you know, they were looking for people to lose 30 to 40 pounds, and I clearly had a little bit more than that to lose, but I kind of jokingly responded saying, like, oh yeah, throw my name in the hat. And it kind of spiraled out of control shortly thereafter. And, you know, it was actually kind of a lengthy process. It took several months for them to kind of get it together, and we actually went into production. But, I did, obviously, we had to do some serious thinking when it was like, oh, it was kind of a joke at first, and then it got a little more serious, and then it got a little more serious. And then we had to sit down and be like, oh, God, is this what I actually want to do? Do I really want to expose myself, you know, this way? And,
Oh, yeah. Going to be really intense, like The Biggest Loser, and people were going to be screaming at you all the time? Or had you seen Jackie's workout show?
No, I never saw workout.
Oh.
So from what I had heard, was like, you know, she was going to be, I thought it was going to be, and I, to be honest with you, I never watched The Biggest Loser either, but I heard it was going to be like, I was in fear she was going to be yelling at me like 24/7 and exactly what you just said, like screaming in my face. So I was prepared for that. And it actually wasn't that bad. I mean, the first workout was awful on the beach, and you know, you should never make fat people. Well, nobody should work out in sand anyway, because it doesn't, you know, you can't get your traction at all.
Totally.
So it was really impossible. You know, what they showed, we actually did, you know, an hour something workout, and what they air is only, you know, a couple of minutes of that. So it was really intense, and it was really hard, and I absolutely thought I was going to die after that first workout.
I used to try to get my husband to watch The Biggest Loser, and I finally did, and it was the episode where they all started running on the beach the first day, and he said, this is totally crazy. Somebody's going to die. And, you know, I've interviewed a lot of folks from The Biggest Loser, and I really like this show, but there is a problem that I have with it that I'm very open, and the people who've come on my show, I've mentioned this to them. I really feel like the emotional part of why people are heavy is so important, or the way they're using food to cope, and that's what I like so much about Thinnervention, is that you all had to go to group therapy and look at yourselves and look at the issues that got you where you were in the first place, and I think that is so important. I mean, it's just vital if you're going to make any kind of long-lasting, healthy lifestyle changes, is to look at the emotional issues. So I just want to say that immediately sucked me in.
I think that is one of the biggest keys in people that suffer from, you know, food addiction, is knowing what triggers it and what kind of sets it off. I think for me, I was able to early on, you know, I did kind of divulge a lot of information very early on in therapy, which I think also kind of, you know, said it was okay to everybody else, like, hey, you know, this is for real. We're going to get into some real heavy stuff, so you might as well throw all your cards out on the table, which, you know, sadly not everybody did.
That's true.
which kind of bummed me out. You know, we were given an amazing opportunity, and not everybody, I don't think everybody took full advantage of it. But for me, yeah, I think early on being able to really dig deep and start doing the emotional work was kind of how I was able to get through the program and, you know, to lose the amount of weight that I did. And, you know, I really did work the program.
I noticed that for some others, it did take longer, like Nikki, for example. And I thought the two of you were a crack up together. And I was really glad when I saw her open up more and eventually come around.
Yeah, she made me laugh many, many a time, which is fantastic.
Miguel, when Brian was first doing this program, did you see some changes in him, or how was it over the course of the 6 weeks with Jackie, or 7 weeks, and then the 6 weeks on his own? What kind of changes did you see?
Actually, at the beginning, it didn't seem to be that big of an issue, even though he was working incredibly hard. I just think that he went into it, you know, all guns blazing and really, really committed to come out of the gate doing everything right to the T. And so it wasn't until sort of like mid-program that, you know, that enthusiasm starts to sort of like meet the painful reality that this hurts and I got to get up early and I got to work out and I got to work out again. And it really wasn't until mid-program that I really started to notice that he was just struggling to keep that enthusiasm and commitment, not because he was doubting it, but because it was exhausting and he worked super hard. And as you know, this was a show that was done during, you know, your day-to-day life. And he has a really busy schedule, and our life is sort of crazy. And juggling all that took some adjustment. And so we did have to have a couple of sit-downs and, you know, just sort of like recenter ourselves and figure out, okay, let's breathe. We can do this. And what do I need to do to support you? But I never once doubted that he was going to be able to pull it off.
Oh, that's great. And speaking of support, Brian, I'm wondering, if the group was actually helpful or more of a hindrance to your process, how was that? Because that's a pretty interesting situation.
They're all terrible human beings, Lisa. I'm just saying. There was no support. There was absolutely no support for any of those people. No, they, you know, everybody, listen, we, you know, I said this early on, we all have our own demons, and we did. So, you know, there were times where people would reach out to other people. You know, you don't see that on the show, but, you know, there were times where somebody would, you know, would eat a whole loaf of bread or something and, you know, would call and be like, what have I done? What have I done? And, you know, people would call me for support because I kind of, you know, whatever. People made fun of me for following the program. I used to get called the star pupil all the time. And, he used to jokingly be like, the star pupil.
That's my boy.
But, you know, like, I went on the show for that, not to be the star pupil, but I went on the show for very, you know, for a very specific reason, which was to get this under control. I didn't, you know, I wasn't going on to be flashy television and do crazy, outrageous things, although I did do some crazy things, which I highly regret.
Oh, I love the dancing, by the way.
Yeah.
The sexy dancing was adorable.
He actually had to ask me for permission to do that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, he was going to leave me. I was like, oh, dear God, what have I done? But anyways, yeah, I mean, there were times, yeah, sure, that, you know, the good thing is that we weren't all put in a house together like The Biggest Loser.
Yeah,
it wasn't a competition show, so it wasn't us trying to, you know, battle with each other and trying to screw each other over and, you know, who's going to win and who's not.
Yeah.
And that wasn't the show, so I was grateful for that. You know, I don't know if there were any negative parts to it. For me, it was all positive. I mean, you know, certainly there were times, like, you know, if you got stuck in a challenge with somebody, but we didn't really even have that many.
Yes,
the only challenge that we ever really had paired up with somebody was the second week, which I was paired up with Kim, which I didn't have any problems. You know, we won the challenge. So, you know, you don't know each other. That first day, we were literally thrown into the lion's den, and, you know, you have to kind of suss out who's who and whose personality is. You know, certainly they put people, and they hope, you know, that's television. You know, reality television is about, you know, it'd be boring if you just watched everybody work out. You know, that's not exciting. But, like, you hope for, at times, conflict, and, you know, certain personalities are going to clash, and that certainly happened on our show. You know, like, you know, Joe and Sam.
Joe, I was about to say.
Joe seemed to get into it with everybody. I never had a problem with him because, you know, I don't know. He, for some reason, he liked to talk about women, but, you know, all of that stuff was done, you know, he was a little misogynistic. He liked to do all that kind of stuff, but that was all, like, his interview stuff, so we never saw that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So you see it after, and you go, Interesting.
Yeah, that worked. That's so interesting. It's funny. I never really thought about that, that you don't know what they're saying until you get to watch it.
That's all stuff. That's kind of behind the scenes. So, you know, I have no idea what people say about, you know, Nikki early on. And, you know, Nikki and I bonded really quickly early on. And, like, you know, the cutaway of her calling me, I don't know, she said something about poor, unfortunately,
a little queer
or something like that. Which to me, you know, like, I laughed. Other people got outraged, you know, like friends. And, like, even Rosie O'Donnell was talking about it on her show, apparently. And she was a little outraged that, but like, you know, people didn't know our back history. So,
totally.
That, you know, I didn't take offense to it, but it actually helped me because, you know, that clip got on Talk Soup, and, you know, they were my friends. They were like, how dare, you know, they kind of made fun of Nikki on that for saying, you know, but it's all taken out of context, I guess.
Okay. The part was, is that she said that, and then they cut away to her with her two, like, gay friends who were not skinny. And I was like, well, that doesn't make any kind of sense. Here you say you don't hang out with chubby queers, but you got two of them in your family room right now. Which made me laugh. I hope they're not listening to this. They just call them chubby.
Whenever I do any type of show on weight loss is that, you know, there are heavy people who are healthier than skinny people who live on crap. I mean, if you're eating Twinkies all the time, you're smoking, you're not dealing with your emotional health, you're in bad relationships, that's really unhealthy. And I think that it would be great to see a show that actually focused on people of all sizes, skinny or fat or just regular, just making healthy lifestyle changes. And that's something that I really love to talk to Jackie about, because I do think that there's such a bias in our culture to be thin, obviously. Gee, I've never heard that before. Anyhow, so I just think it's important to for people to be healthy, no matter what their size. And let's get those skinny minis in here and check what their habits are and, you know, see if they're actually eating healthy, exercising, et cetera.
Yeah, one of those kind of people is on the other line. Miguel likes to eat cheesecake and cupcakes.
Miguel, have you made some changes in your home to accommodate your guy to, you know, support him on his healthy journey?
Yeah, I mean, at home, we really have adapted our... We're both big cooks. We're foodies. We love to entertain. And we really have sort of like re-looked at how we sort of shop and cook and eat. And our kitchen is pretty much sugar-free, and we have no butter, and there's nothing white. And so we have changed the way we both, you know, cook and eat.
Oh, that's good.
But I'm not going to lie. I still, you know, when I get a chance, I indulge in the cupcake and the cheesecake, and I try to do that. And I try to do that, you know, obviously without rubbing it in. But also, I think that Brian's perspective is really healthy. He doesn't look at that as, you know, oh my God, it's a sin. It's super bad. He just looks at it as something that, you know, that looks good. Let me have a bite and, you know, I'll work out tomorrow, which is, I think, a really healthy way.
Yeah, I think so,
looking
too.
At food. And I was going to say, since I was just accused of eating whatever I want and not being healthy, that is not true. I think, you know, I like what you said earlier, which is that working out is not, you know, to lose weight. It's not because you're heavy or fat or whatever. Working out is just a healthy lifestyle. And whether you're skinny or, you know, somewhat overweight or obese, you've got to do it because it's just, you know, burning fat is just sort of like a side benefit. But, you know, the benefit of it comes in terms of all the stuff that happens inside. And, you know, you actually feel better, and your chemistry of your body's better, and your stress level, which is really why I love running with Brian and working out, is, you know, that's how I manage my stress. And it has nothing to do with whether I'm looking to lose weight or not. And I think that if you look at it that way, it's just much more of a part of your life as opposed to, I'm fat now, so I'm going to work out. And when I'm not fat, I'm not going to work out. That doesn't make sense.
Like I said earlier, I'll have to find a way to talk to Jackie about that, because I think that'd be pretty cool. Although, people might not be as into it because people like to see the before and afters. Although if somebody was thin but not toned, you would see some difference. And I think people would be happy just seeing people quitting smoking or having more emotionally healthy communication with their partner or their friends or whatever. So who knows? It could be a big hit. Speaking of big hits, let's go talking about Thintervention and particularly the finale. I just want to say, Miguel, I was so moved by what you said about Brian. You were talking about how when you first met him, there was this light, and I could totally see that because I saw it too. And then you said how it was starting to dim and how sad that was and how difficult it was. And, you know, it was so beautiful and so moving that I was crying. So I just want to say that it's so obvious you two have such a beautiful relationship.
I have no idea
where that came from, because certainly that wasn't part of the finale for her to like ask people in the audience. So I was kind of caught off guard. But, you know, like you said, you know, you could tell that Brian was attractive, not just, you know, physically, but it's just his whole personality.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if there's a reason why we fell in love, you know, at the first sight, is because he just was just that powerful. He was just so attractive in so many ways. And, yeah, it was, to me, that was the most difficult part of you know, the last couple of years when he gained that weight. It was less about our, you know, intimacy and whether we love each other or not. It was more about, I was worried about his health.
Mm-hmm.
But even beyond that, I was just, you know, it's just not my Brian. He was depressed.
Here's about him. This is about me. I'm beautiful. I'm the fruit. That's why I like to go to the mall. I go to the mall all the time. People just stare at me.
I was just being in pain and you not being able to do anything about it, because they really had to take the bull by the horns themselves. And so it really took a lot for me to sort of be patient and deal with how painful it was to see him go through it, and just hope and know that something was going to click in his mind and he was going to basically take it on and get back to you know, my Brian. And he did.
At the finale, another great thing that was said is that Jackie said that you were her hero in this project. And honestly, you not only kicked ass, but you're smart, you're funny, you're compassionate. I want to be your friend. I just think you're so cool.
No, please, keep saying things, nice things about
you. I know.
Brian, I'm telling you right now, if you had a twin brother who was straight and looked just like you and had your personality, I'd be like, see you later, husband. No, I'm just joking. He'll listen, it's because he likes you too. But seriously.
So this is the moment when I start really feeling left out and inadequate and not wanted, but that's okay. I'll deal with it on my own.
Oh, no, you're absolutely gorgeous too.
No, perfect. Okay, we're happy.
About me.
Brian, how often are you recognized since being on The Intervention?
People didn't recognize, you know, well, we couldn't show ourselves until the finale happened. So now that the finale has happened, people obviously now know what I look like. It's weird. Like the last week, I was in New York and here, like, it's kind of bizarre that people actually go, hey, I know you. And you're like, do I know you? And then they go, you're on TV. And then you go, oh, yeah, I guess, thanks. I mean, it's, you know, it's flattering. It's nice. Nobody's, you know, like, come up and tried to egg me. They're like, you homo, you fat homo, and then throw an egg at
me. And I'll come after them. I've got your back.
Thank you. I'll get their,
right
sure they'll give me their name and number. hey, my friend Lisa would like to come after you. Give me your name and number and where you live. Don't worry about me.
Speaking of getting your back, are you going to have some kind of disc replacement, or what's going to happen there?
You know what? I just, you know, I've gone to see a specialist, and then my sister's best friend's husband, if you're listening, get on it quickly, Mark. He's actually he's a surgeon, an orthopedic surgeon.
Oh, that's so convenient.
I know, right? So
yeah.
He's looking at my radiology and my MRIs to kind of see. I mean, at the end of the day, I need to get new discs.
Yes.
To look forward to, and you know, I go and get these shots in my back, and it sucks. And I just don't want to live the rest of my life like this. So, hence my back. You know, I wasn't trying to be a baby. I was like, oh, I do have back issues. Anyways, but my, like, the guy that put me under, I had two procedures done. And the anesthesiologist said, you know what? I would never have recognized you had you told me.
Yeah, I mean, Brian, I'm not surprised. It's such a huge transformation. But again, like we've been talking about, Miguel was saying about your light, you just have this, okay, I'm going to sound kind of wonky and hippy-dippy, but you just have this like incredible energy. Hey, I'm from California. You know, I've been on the East Coast for 10 years. You know, you can take the California girl out of California, but you can't take the California out of the California girl.
Yes, I'm a Midwest boy, so yeah. But I moved to New York when I was 18.
Brian, what advice do you have for people listening who feel stuck, who turn to food for emotional reasons, who are having trouble getting up and exercising? And I know it's a whole bunch of questions at once, but give it your best shot.
Eat more Oreos.
Yeah.
Don't do that. I guess, you know, my advice, you know, a lot of people go to my fan page on Facebook. And I literally and honestly, I love, we've created kind of a an open forum about, you know, people struggling, and, you know, I try to answer, and, you know, it's funny, is I think now, like, you know, since I'm really fascinated by social media and how that all works, but, you know, a lot of people go on and say, you know, you've inspired me, I'm struggling, can you recommend this, and, you know, what does clean eating mean, and, you know, what tricks do you have, and, you know, at the end of the day, I am not a dietitian, I'm not a doctor, so I can't really give, you know, sound advice, and, you know, if it doesn't work for you, I don't know, but what worked for me, I try to, you know, I tell everybody, we were kind of thrown into something that was really intense, and yes, we had, you know, Jackie Warner on our tails and shanghaiing us at our house at any moment, but, you know, I think the biggest thing is to really want it, to, like, recognize it and say, all right, I'm done living, you know, it came to a point for me where I kind of hit rock bottom. Yeah. And I was just, you know, like, Miguel was always like, get in the picture. And I used to get in fights. I would turn red because I'd get so angry because I didn't want to see, I didn't want to face the truth. I didn't want to have to look at a picture and be like, oh my God, I am so fat. And, you know, it was painful. You know, I'm a vain person. So, you know, it was very painful to have to get in a picture or look at a picture. And, you know, one of the big things for me was I did a TV show, and, you know, to watch it played back and to realize, like, I didn't even recognize myself. I was like, you know, obviously you see yourself, you know, you see yourself. But to see yourself on camera, and, like, I have hard times going back to, you know, episode one of Sinnervention and seeing it's how lost I got and how much out of control it got. And so, like, you know, I empathize and I totally get it for the people that are struggling. I've been there. I've walked in those shoes, so I understand it. But you really have to, you just have to want it. You have to want it so bad that, you know, there's nothing to stop you. And there are setbacks. And my things to those are, when you have a setback, don't let it destroy your life. And know that, you know what, all right, get up, brush yourself off, and get back on the horse the next day.
Yes.
I think a lot of people, like I used to, I would go to the gym, and I'd work out, and I'd come home, and if I didn't see, you know, oh, I don't have a six-pack yet, but I was just at the gym for an hour and a half. That would, you know, I'd get discouraged, and then I'd go, and I'd eat a gallon of ice cream, and, you know, whatever else I could stuff into my mouth. And that doesn't help either. So, you know, I don't know. There's a lot of advice. I would say, you know, find a buddy, find a workout buddy.
Yeah, that's huge.
Like, that's one of the great things, because you have somebody else you have to hold yourself accountable to.
Oh, definitely.
Which is one of the reasons for me, like, knowing cameras were on me, I was like, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm not going to, you know, because I think in the interview process, they're like, do you really want this? And at first I was like, yeah, it'd be kind of cool. And then I was like, oh God, do I really want this? And then I was like, yes, I do. I'm tired of being like this. And they were like, you know, are you going to see this through? Are you really going to do the work? And I was like, 1,000% yes, I will do the work. You know,
and that was so evident. I mean, you were Jackie's hero. Yeah. I mean, she said that at the end of the whole project.
Yeah, that was kind of her. She was sweet. She's a good woman.
I hope this isn't tacky, but speaking of good women, I just want to say that I have a ton of amazing experts on itsyourhealthnetwork.com, both men and women. I have a lot of New York Times bestselling authors, celebrities, real people talking about their health issues. And I hope, Brian, that you'll recommend that to folks who need some help.
Oh, Lisa. You know what? We should hang up. This is awful. How embarrassing. No, I think it's amazing. I think that's what, you know, it kind of ties into so many things. Again, it goes back to the social media and things that we didn't have growing up. We didn't have the internet growing up. We didn't have the tools of, you know, like the whole It Gets Better campaign, which we didn't have those things growing up. But it's also, you know, each program, like this is the program that worked for me. Does this mean it's going to work for everybody? I don't know. Like, you know, people swear by Bob Green's book and people swear by the South Beach diet. And all those things can work for different people. For me, I realized on this program that, you know, and this is something we're working on right now, which is we're working on a cookbook.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that really helped. That got me through the program. And it was, you know, recipes that we kind of created that was like, all right, I can take Jackie's eating clean thing, but incorporate that into my life and being a foodie that we love food and you don't have to sacrifice. It's not like eating just a piece of boiled chicken and some brown rice.
There was
a way flavorful, but that didn't, you know, set you over the crazy calorie count that filled you up. And yeah, so
yeah.
Hopefully
we'll have... And I also think that, and just in case you don't say this, I think it's so important that this is not a diet. And so when people ask Brian, you know, what advice do you have for me? I think
you know, that the most important part is eat clean, obviously.
Yes.
It's not about just dieting, but it's about changing your habits, the habits of your diet. But then, you know, that's not really going to get you all the way there. I think that, you know, Brian worked incredibly hard to just sort of face, you know, some tough issues.
Oh, yes.
And you know, that doesn't get resolved by just facing them, but you sort of like make a connection. And so I think the point that I'm trying to make is that, you know, the biggest advice that I, you know, I hear Brian give people is, you know, this is not a diet, this is a lifestyle. And that makes it a lot easier to follow because you have a lot more choices to play with. On
oh, yeah.
Point,
I think, for
you. Absolutely. And I think, you know, it's interesting as I think I said this the other day to somebody, like, can you give me advice on, do you count your calories? Which I never really counted my calories, which I just, that's not the way I wanted to live my life, and I never would. And so I would say to them, you know, like, if you can't see the bottom of your plate, then there's a problem. Like, you know, you should be able to see your plate. Like, don't pack so much food on there that you can't, you know. My thing is like, you know, and that's the, you know, your protein should be about as big as your fist.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a true statement. And then, like, the same with your grain, your whole grain and your vegetable. Like, you don't need 3 cups of broccoli or, you know, 2 chicken breasts. You can eat a small meal and it'll fill you up.
Do you know, I could talk to you guys all day. I absolutely adore both of you. I'm so glad you came on the show. And I know my listeners are going to be thrilled. So, Brian, how can people learn more about you? And if you can give us your sites and your Facebook information?
Well, my website is almost done. I mean, you can log on now. The only thing that's missing right now is the Reels section. I will, you know, I guess Facebook is the best place because I will say, like, hey, film's premiering here or check out this episode. So it's Brian T. Donovan - Intervention with Jackie Warner is the page I'll probably use the rest of my life because I don't know how to transfer any of that stuff. So there's that. And people can follow me on Twitter, which is at Brian T. Donovan, BryanTDonovan.
Brian, I will definitely be following you on Twitter. And if people want to learn more about this show, I really hope they will check out my website. It's yourhealthnetwork.com. You can watch It's Your Health TV. You can listen to audio archives of It's Your Health. You can listen to It's Your Health Live by clicking on the WUML logo on the lower right-hand corner. You can listen to Positive Parenting with me and Freeman Michaels and Wellness Wednesday, also all on the page. And again, I hope that if you yourself are trying to make healthy changes, you will use It's Your Health Network as a resource. I want to thank you guys again. Everyone, take care. Bye-bye.